USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bail is set at $5 million for Jake Patterson, the man accused of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss in Wisconsin. Patterson made his first appearance in court today, and his attorneys didn't argue against that bail. Former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams does tell Fox News he was surprised Patterson's attorneys didn't ask for one thing.
Some kind of a psychological evaluation, because quite naturally, what they are probably going to use at some stage is the insanity defense.
President Trump was in New Orleans on Monday speaking at the Farm Bureau Federation Convention, the 100th annual. The president says he loves the farmers.
We are fighting for the American farmer, and we are fighting for the American dream, and for the products made and grown with pride right here in the USA.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
A new study is linking belly fat to shrinking brain size. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The research published in the journal Neurology finds the people they studied who had a high body mass index had slightly lower brain volumes, and those with bigger bellies had lower amounts of gray matter in their brains, gray matter being that that contains much of the brain's nerve cells and controls things like muscles and senses. Researchers say it's not clear if differences in brain structure led to the obesity or if the obesity is what caused changes in the brain.
General Motors is already catching a lot of grief with the announcement that they will shut down 5 plants and lay off thousands of employees. Now, the latest thing that has folks up in arms is that they're bringing back the Chevy Blazer, only to build it down in Mexico. According to Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, GM is already the most disliked company in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump lasted FBI leaders over a report that the agency launched an investigation into the president to determine if he was a Russian asset after he fired FBI Director James Comey back in 2017. Republican Congressman Peter King tells Fox News he's shocked if this, in fact, did happen.
But I've seen and heard, if this is true, what the FBI did is absolutely disgraceful. They've been investigating the Trump campaign from the summer of 2016. Absolutely nothing, zero had come up involving President Trump. James Comey told that to the president. The reason President Trump fired Comey was Comey refused to say that publicly, that the president was out under investigation.
Congressman King continues.
For the FBI to use that firing, that legitimate firing, as an excuse to launch an investigation of the President of the United States as to whether or not he was a spy, that's almost like a coup within the government. I mean, that is absolutely disgraceful. To have no evidence at all and to be investigating the President of the United States is, to me, what this does, this is not an indictment of President Trump. This is an indictment of the FBI leadership. And it proves, I believe, what President Trump has been saying all along about the bias at the top of the FBI that was against him, whether it was Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, all of them, Baker. Fact is, they were against President Trump, and they were abusing police powers of the government to go after the duly elected president. Absolutely disgraceful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.